This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And as always, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our Coast Guard, and those who keep us free and safe at night. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes all of our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, men and women both, going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx, our UPS, our United States Public Most Postal Mail Service guys hauling the bulk mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices and beyond. And, of course, our suicide jockeys loading up the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to go wherever they need to go. And our Amazon warehouse folks and our Amazon drivers out there working as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter the same way, Captain's America, all the way across. Captain's America, all lowercase. And our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from California, it would be none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, to say the pledge.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yippee-i-yo, Kyle Patty. All right, thank you, boys and girls. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, 66 degrees outside, clear skies. It's a pretty good night here in Florida, and the weather lately has been nothing short of gorgeous.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I got to tell you, it's a little chilly where I am here, Captain. It's 47 degrees right now.
No, thank you. No, thank you. Sorry. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize those two words that make the pledge all that much more important. Under God. So our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, we're going to start out with Mitch McConnell. A lot of people are wondering what this was all about and why he did this. Mitch McConnell backed down yesterday on the big tech pushback that he said he was going to be doing. He caved. He caved, I guess, didn't he?
Well, evidently, what this has to do with this bill or this issue that he sort of backed down on, evidently had to do with having big tech platforms be financially liable for any content that they get from news publishers' websites. And so this, I think, was tied together. I think we're trying to get a larger bill passed, though.
Well, I think it was because he made a deal to get the National Defense agreement the budget put through. I think that had something to do with this.
Right, yeah, the National Defense Authorization Act, or NDAA.
I think that's what happened here, because there's always some backroom hornswoggling going on.
Well, of course, yeah, that's horse trading, and that's politics. It's imperfect, but otherwise nothing would ever get done.
Now, do you know which GOP senators the Dems are targeting on immigration, trying to get an immigration bill put through? Do you know which ones they are? The same 12 as before?
Well, that sounds about right, doesn't it? And certainly those who are most outspoken, certainly Senator Ted Cruz comes to mind, as well as others, yeah.
Well, they're not going to get him to change his vote. But
no.
there are people who are not running for office again, or who have denounced their retirement, whatever the situation is. And they're the ones that are not going to be supporting anything the Republicans do, because they just don't care. They can't be held responsible.
Well, in this lame duck session, of course, we're going to see, I think, a bunch of stuff that is going to be pushed through that actually, in so many ways, Captain, goes against what the American people already have spoken about, in the sense that they gave the House to the GOP. And so this is a significant message. You can say, well, it wasn't a big red wave, but it was a significant change. And so here you go. You're going to have a lot of politicians go against pretty much what the American people are wanting at this point.
And I just thought of something a little funny here. We just talked about the lame duck session, right?
Right.
Am I the lame duck radio guy because I walk with a cane, because I have to have that for some extra support? Does that make me a lame duck?
well, only in that sense, but not in the same sense as the being a lame duck president on your way out kind of thing.
Okay, I was just checking. I just got to make sure.
Here.
All right. Well, Texas lawmakers have unveiled the framework to secure the U.S.-Mexican border, and this is the state of Texas once again stepping up to rise to the occasion, because the federal government is doing nothing.
Well, and the federal government doing nothing is just indicative of the huge division that we have in our country. Securing the border, Captain, ought to be a common sense thing that most people could agree on.
Priority number one.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yep, besides making sure everybody's got a job and they're secure in what they're doing. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fan. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Just as I thought it was going all right.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Thank you very much. That's Jeff and Sarasota did that for us, and we appreciate that. Now, Relief Factor brings you this portion of the show. And, of course, Relief Factor is a product that I take and I have been taking for going on, coming up on 9 years right now. First of the year will be my 9th year in taking it. I have the same procedure. I take one in the morning when I start out with whatever the meal is that I have, whether it's a big meal, a small meal, a itty-bitty, you know, whatever the deal is. I take it in the morning with some food to help it get into my system. And then I don't look back the rest of the day and see what happens. And sometimes I need to take a second dose, and sometimes I don't. It depends on the discomfort I'm going through at the moment. But the key point here is, ladies and gentlemen, this product works. Relief Factor works. And I would not tell you that it worked if it didn't, because I don't do that. I try the product first, and then I tell you what it's doing for me. Now, Relief Factor is a major part of my integrated health plan because it helps my body reduce the inflammation and the swelling and the pain that I have over a period of time during the course of the day. And I have to take it regularly because if I don't, it won't work. You don't take it one day, skip it a couple days, take it back again, and think it's going to continue to work right away the way it did earlier. You got to get it in your system, keep it in your system, and just go from there. Now, it has in it the all-natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps the body to support its natural response to inflammation as well as to swelling. And it will lower or eliminate pain associated by whatever the problem is you got going on by going right straight to the source of the pain. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's kind of like taking a vitamin pill for your pain. And it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort. Comes in very convenient individual packets with 4 small capsules each. In there, easy to swallow, no problem there. And, of course, it will support your healthy joints and muscles afterwards because it'll help those to develop and grow back to where they were and all that, if that's possible. Now, 1995 is all it costs with a three-week quick start. 1995 with a three-week quick start. Give it a shot. Give it a try. See what it does for you by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, because Kyle Warren will tell you,
all you have to lose is pain.
Ta-da! You betcha. Relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try. By the way, makes an excellent Christmas gift. Excellent Christmas gift for somebody in pain. They won't know until they try it, and you can be their savior. Okay, Kyle.
You're right about that, Captain. That's a great idea.
Yeah. I've done that for several people. But anyway, here we go again. Texas lawmakers have unveiled the framework to secure the U.S.-Mexican border, unlike the federal government. They realize they got a problem, they know what they need to do, and they're doing something about it.
Well, and that's what you can do. I mean, this is what's expected of government. The government is supposed to make sure that, in this particular case, the border is secure, that the citizenry is secure, and that people can go about their daily lives unmolested and do what they're supposed to be doing, working hard and making a living. It's just that simple. The government in Washington, the federal government, under Joe Biden, it just wants to turn a blind eye to all that because they know that it creates chaos and destabilization, and they think more voters ultimately for Democrats if they have an open border. But the Texas government has a much different viewpoint.
Well, there are people that are going to get out there and get something done because their people expect it and their government demands it.
Well, that's right, and it's derelict in their duty for the government to not do the things. It's like your city government. They're supposed to provide a police force that's going to make sure that law and order is maintained. These things, if it starts to disintegrate, well, we see what happens all over the country when these things aren't done.
What happens in January after there's been an election the previous November? Say to governors and members of Congress. Go ahead.
Well, I think that when the Congress gets seated and this kind of thing happens. That's
and
right.
They have an inauguration when it comes to the governor and the president and all that, right?
That's right, yes.
Well, we got the word yesterday that in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis is going to have a sit-down meeting with the Republican donors that voted for him and gave him money ahead of the inauguration. I wonder what that's all about.
Well, when we're taking a look at some of these polls, and there was, I think, a recent poll, and even in Pennsylvania, for example, the Republicans there, I think, would rather see Ron DeSantis run for president than, say, Donald Trump.
You're right.
For example. So obviously, and it's not really just a function of, I just got elected governor, so therefore I can't run for president. I'm just speaking hypothetically, but it's the way that things are going. Where's the tide going with all this? And if it's the time that you feel like, well, this could happen, as opposed to waiting another cycle or two, a lot of times candidates will try to take that plunge. I'm not saying DeSantis is going to do that, but I think the smart candidates always are looking to see what's the atmosphere like.
Now, the Department of Justice is being asked by, or is asking, sorry, the judge in the Trump DOJ case that's going on here to hold the Trump team, legal team, in contempt for not abiding by some of the rules and regulations and orders that have been put down and asked for by the Department of Justice that they're just not getting. I don't know where that's going to go, but isn't he in enough trouble that they can't just do stuff like that, or am I imagining?
Well, the issue now with Donald Trump, and I think it's most unfortunate, of course, is that everything just seems to continue to crumble, in the sense
like
that...
Like Stacey Abrams.
Well, like Stacey Abrams. Well, that's right. Well, in other words, in any kind of thing like this, there seems to be like a tipping point. Like it's just enough. It's the straw that broke the camel's back, that old saying. So how much... how many roadblocks can the Trump people throw up the Trump defense throw up on all these different things, and just how does that look politically, and does that mean that Trump can really be a viable candidate to have to constantly be going through this? Now, I know part of the strategy is to make sure that Trump can't run or that, this kind of thing, but honest to God, President Trump keeps doing things or saying things that don't come from the left and don't come from the DOJ that are unforced errors that he's making that make his candidacy very difficult.
Now, next Tuesday night in Tampa at the Tampa Bay Trump Club, we are going to have retired United States Army Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who got into all kinds of trouble, as we know, early on in the Trump administration. The DOJ was trying to go after him. The national security people were trying to go after him to get him out of the way because he knew things. He knew a lot of stuff about where the bodies were buried when it came to people going after Donald Trump. Now, he has now been ordered to appear in front of a Georgia grand jury who's investigating all things Trump.
Well, that's right. And, unless there's some compelling reason to not appear before the jury or to fight it, when you have a subpoena like that, you have to appear. And that's what you need to do.
Yeah, and here we go again. I mean, they won't let off. They feel the pressure they put on Donald Trump, these people, and they're going to continue. And they're going to just tighten the jaws and tighten the jaws and tighten the jaws, hoping that they can squeeze him right into submission to where he just will stop trying to run for president.
Well, right. Well, as I was just saying, though, there's a lot of things that Trump does that he's doing on his own. And unfortunately, it's as if, he simply needs to realize that the kinds of optics that have been being generated, not the least of which was Kanye West and this Nick Fuentes character coming to dinner, at Mar-a-Lago, these are career-ending problems for your quote-unquote average politician. Donald Trump has so much star power, but it's not something. I just don't know how you explain that away.
Do you remember AOC when she came to Congress the first time around about 6-7 years ago, and she didn't have enough money to get an apartment?
Oh, right, that's right. Yeah.
And somebody floated her a loan or whatever, and to help her to get a place, and she finally wound up with a place. You remember all that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we come back, we're going to tell the audience about a Generation Z congressman, the first Generation Z congressman, who's denied a D.C. apartment over a really bad credit report. How about that? All right, we're coming back with more, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York fire rescue and World Trade Center survivor.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
Former President Donald Trump will not be appealing the ruling that put an end to a special master's review of material seized by the FBI from Mar-a-Lago. A federal appeals court recently ruled that U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon was mistaken when she allowed a court-appointed outsider to review everything taken from Trump's property. The appeals court ruling officially took into effect on Thursday with no sign of an appeal. It looks like Hunter Biden will be under investigation.
House Republicans say come January 3rd, they will launch an investigation into the foreign business dealings of Hunter Biden and other members of the Biden family. Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer is expected to lead the charge on that. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroesMile.com and tell them the captain said.
Alrighty, tell him the captain said she is right, because if you are a veteran or first responder and you've been having issues, and that's what we'll call them, issues, maybe you got some problems with some drinking, some pressure, some heavy smoking, maybe some drugs, some pills, whatever's going on, and you're taking them to keep you going, I got a solution for you, and it's something that you're going to like because you're going to be working with people that have been in your position. Now, Heroes Mile, spelled H-E-R-O-E-S, Heroes Mile, is a private group that will give you the same type of treatment that you'll get by going through the government channels. Only instead of being put through the rigmarole that they put you through, you'll be talking to fellow veterans, military and or first responders. And they'll be able to work with you mano a mano, tell you that they understand, because they do, because they've been through what you've been through. And whether it's money, whether it's your marriage, whether it's suicidal tendency, whatever the case may be, they'll be able to talk to you and work with you and help you. You have my word on that, because I believe in what they're doing. HeroesMile.com, the website. Yes, HeroesMile.com. Now, their phone number is 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's 888-VET, V-E-T, now, N-O-W, the number 2. Heroes 888-VET-MILE.com. 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. Give them a call. Check out their website. Find out what they're all about and see if they can't help you like they have hundreds of other veterans around the country. And they're growing. Their facility's getting bigger. And they're there to work with you. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us, and we got a caller. We'll say Kyle first. Okay, Kyle, are you there?
I am here, Captain.
All right, very quickly, the first Generation Z congressman was denied his D.C. apartment, trying to find one, over a really bad credit report. His credit's so bad, he can't get in an apartment.
Well, that's right. This is Maxwell Frost. He's a Democrat. I believe he's about 25 years old, Captain, got elected to Congress. According to him, he's had some troubles making ends meet while he was campaigning and so forth. But this is an interesting story. Just real briefly, I do think that, you know, it's indicative. A lot of Americans have had financial problems, given a bad credit score and so forth. But he could be a real example if he shows, hey, and I'm going to take this on. I'm working hard. I'm going to clear this up. And that's the American way, American dream.
Well, here's how you clear it up. He's a congressman now, right?
That's right.
Suddenly has a $175,000 a year salary, right?
Exactly, yes.
That throws your credit report totally out of whack. Makes it better, but throws it totally out of whack. He should immediately get a hold of an attorney and have the attorney step in and reapply and say, here's the deal. Now what do you have to say?
Well, that's true. He's obviously good for it at this point. So that's right. So, you know, this is there are ways, more ways to skin a cat on that. That's right.
All right, let's go to the phone line, and I think I know who this is. Good morning, Colorado. Who we got calling?
Yeah, this is Aaron from
there
Denver.
There you go.
Yeah, well, my advice to the young, broken down, dark side dumb donkey, get out of debt as soon as possible. Whatever you got to do, get out of debt, because this country is over $30 trillion in debt, and I don't know if it's going to happen in my lifetime when this country is debt free. But I really want to focus on the Brittany Griner story. I'm glad she's home, but unfortunately, it took a huge at a huge price. Exchanging her for the merchant of death. And of course, Putin, those two are bosom buddies because he's Mr. Merchant of Death. But anyway, Cap, Professor Politics, have a good night. Have a good morning.
Okay, well, I'm going to add to that, Kyle. The fact of the matter is that he was the head arms salesperson, if you will, for the Russian government. He sold more arms through his little business that he had going than the Russian military did through the government.
Well, that's right. Sentenced to 25 years, providing material aid, evidently, to a terrorist organization. The list goes on with the arms, the actual material, and so forth. So, yeah, this is a bad guy and conspiring to kill Americans. Shouldn't the president have heard that and stopped at that moment, don't you think, Captain?
Absolutely. And by the way, this guy is the man who's pretty much been responsible for arming Africa.
Exactly. And so, and I agree with Aaron. I mean, it's good if we can get an American citizen back. Unfortunately, this is so clouded with politics, while the other person, Mr. Whalen, I believe, Paul Whalen, still languishes in a Russian jail cell. It just seems the world is out of whack on this thing.
Now, a showdown is still looming between Russia and the U.S. on us giving aid, millions and billions of dollars of aid to the Ukraine. They want us to stop it. They want us to just absolutely flat out stop it, and they want the European Union to stop it because they want to take control of the Ukraine, no ifs, ands, or buts, and just it's now part of Russia.
Well, that's what they want, exactly. There are many problematic issues having to do with Ukraine, both pre-war and now as the war is going on. But so it's very complicated. And, you know, we hear about, you know, trying to protect democracy in Ukraine, and everybody's for doing that generally. But we can't simply capitulate to Russia. And at the same time, we've got to make sure the aid that we do send there is going to go to kicking Russia out. And so it's not just open and shut, as they say. But we shouldn't capitulate to Russia at all.
No, we shouldn't, but we are.
But we are. And unfortunately, Captain, I think that there are some who would like to see the conflict expanded. And that's another thing we have to guard against. And this is why, you know, we talk about Joe Biden a lot, and we hope that he can make right decisions on this thing, because at that point, politics should stop at the shore's edge. But, Captain, I just don't know, can Joe Biden handle all this and handle it correctly so that we don't have a much bigger war this time next year?
You want the shorter answer?
Yeah.
No.
No, I think you're right. And that's terrible. And this is why it's so important, you know, that our voices are being heard and so forth. But President Biden has got to understand that he's got to be in this for America and not in it for anything else, any other kind of political thing. And he's, you know, he's got to handle this.
When's the last war that you heard started by a Republican? When was the last war?
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Okay, I can help you out. Go back to Ronald Reagan, and it was Grenada, where we went in on a rescue mission with the request of the British to take those students, including our own students, that were there being held captive, if you will, and under the guise of the Cuban military that were there.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, Grenada. But arguably, though, too, that was, you would have a definite entry
that was
point.
A rescue mission, plain and simple.
Right. Right. And you knew what it was to be successful, and you knew how it was going to end, basically. And there was no real way that it was going to become a longer, drawn-out conflict.
No, we went in there with overwhelming force. We drove the Cubans out, killed a bunch of them, and they went back with their tail between their legs back to Cuba.
Right. Decisive. Decisive, yes.
Now, leader Kevin McCarthy has said the GOP-led Congress will hit the ground running in January, and it's going to hold everybody accountable for the situation that we now find ourselves in, the disorganization, the taxes, the whatever it is, they're going to hold whoever's responsible, responsible. And to that I say amen, and I sure as hell hope so.
Yeah, amen and amen. And but watch the legacy media now start going into overdrive. They're going to rest up over the Christmas holiday and be back with a vengeance. You watch, because this to them is all the marbles. Captain.
Just give them a lot of chocolate. It'll make them big and fat, and they won't want to do anything.
All right.
Finally, here comes the music, and I'm going to end it with this. Iran did execute its first known prisoner arrested in the protest, was executed yesterday. First one. Okay, Kyle, hang on. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report for this hour. There have been some major changes in the weather, especially in the south. We'll tell you all about it when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
song is from 1967. That's the original song recorded as it was in the studio at the time by Sam and Dave. I'm a Soul Man. That came off the album Hold On, I'm Coming. You remember all that, Kyle? Of course you do.
Well, yeah, Soul Man.
He goes, I'm just going to do it, but he was off key. He goes, I'm a Soul Man, like that. He does it flat. So yeah, you're sitting there going, go ahead.
Then I was going to say, and then Jake and Elwood Blues, so many years later, covered that tune, also known as John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd.
Well, if you want to see somebody dance to that, you ought to watch James Brown when he does it. My God. The guy's like triple-jointed. I'm serious. I mean, he's moving around. You're going, how is he doing that?
Okay. No kidding. Well, he's the godfather of soul.
That's right. Used to be. All right. Well, it's time for you to tell us about the weather and time for me to tell everybody we've had some major changes, especially in the South and the Midwest. We'll tell you about it when we come back with Kyle's report. Go ahead, Kyle.
Thank you, Captain. Up on Snoqualmie Pass tonight on I-90, you're going to need change, so you're going to be hanging iron, so just get ready and do that on your way up there before you start up, because it is going to be
bad. Yeah, they got a chain-up area, trust me. They got a chain-up area. Yep.
Exactly. And then also on 4th of July Pass up in northern Idaho tonight, snowy, 31 degrees. It's actually went up 1 degree since last hour. Donner Pass right now, still 30 degrees and snowing coming out of Reno there on I-80. We're also looking, of course, at the dense fog on Interstate 15. This is going to be just south of Salt Lake City. If you're in the Provo area, you got dense fog advisory there. In northern Nevada, you've got, of course, the storms that are going to be coming in over the weekend. You've got a light storm here at the end of the week and a much larger one coming in evidently over the weekend. You've also got snow again up in the Elko area. It's dissipated somewhat since last hour, but you're still going to find it on I-80. But also I-84 right now, Captain, that's the big story here in terms of snow out west for all the way from Baker City in Oregon down towards Boise, all through Twin Falls. You've got lots and lots and lots of snow. You're going to have snow all the way for that stretch of road. And again, snow coming across I-80, coming out of Reno as you head into California, and turns into rain as you head more towards Sacramento. So once again, be careful out there.
Okay, we've got some snow in the Midwest. I'll start with South Dakota. Northeastern part of South Dakota's got some snow on I-29. That snow will be coming all the way down I-29, down into Nebraska, down into Omaha. And when you get up north into South Dakota, get up around Sioux Falls, you'll be in snow for about 100 miles west of Sioux Falls on I-90 and all the way east on Sioux Falls to Lake Michigan, all the way across, there'll be snow on I-90. And there's one area right now along I-90 in Minnesota and right on the line with Iowa where they have a winter storm warning for heavy snow right now. And if you're going over towards the Quad Cities on I-80, Bettendorf and all that over that way, you're going to be in snow all the way to Chicago going into Chicago on I-80. Now, the snow goes a little bit west of Omaha towards Lincoln, then you run out of it, and it's only down south about 25, 30 miles out of Omaha, so you'll be running out of it again. However, when you get down into Kansas, the southeastern corner of Kansas, you got some rain down there. Temperature is above freezing, so it will remain rain. However, when you get down into Oklahoma, here we go again, down in Oklahoma, you have definitely got yourself a bunch of fog. Heavy, heavy, heavy fog. That fog goes all the way across into the southern part of Missouri, across I-44 over to Fort Leonard Wood, and then it goes down along the river and stays down south below St. Louis, southern part of Illinois, western part of Kentucky, western part of Tennessee to include Memphis, down into the northwestern corner of Mississippi, down to Jackson, down through Little Rock, Arkansas, out to Oklahoma City along I-40, and then I-10 all the way from Galveston, Texas tonight, pea soup, zero visibility fog, all the way across now to just north of Tampa Bay, up here around Homosassa, up above about Citrus County, and it's on I-75 going up north of Ocala up to Georgia and Valdosta. You're going to have some pea soup bog. If you don't have it already, you will coming your way. And almost from Jacksonville, I-10 all the way across, as I said, to Houston, and then down along the Gulf, down towards Galveston, Texas, through Houston. And all of that being said, Kyle, tell us about how we can hear your show, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And all I can tell you about the weather tonight, folks, is be careful. Be careful. A lot of snow in the mountain passes out there in the west. You'll be hanging iron to go over the top. So be advised of that. If you don't have chains, I don't know why, because you're not supposed to be driving out there going over the top without chains, and you can get a big-time ticket for that. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com is here with us. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Yada-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh. Are you ready to say the pledge and get things started?
Sure.
All right, we'll do it now, and then we won't have to do it on the other side because we've got a lot to cover. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States of America, and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty,
and justice
for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. One of the reasons I did that is because we got so much stuff to discuss on the other side of the aisle. And it's not just about this basketball player that got released. There's a lot more stuff going on in the world that's a lot more important. Unfortunately, Twitter, again, got busted again. This time, you know, it seems now it's worse than it was the time before.
Well, remember the FBI and the teachers' unions had tagged parents as being essentially domestic terrorists.
Yep.
And for the most part, that's really what these higher-ups were doing at Twitter under Jack Dorsey, was declaring some of these accounts, including Charlie Kirk and Dan Bongino, the same thing, if you really want to get down to brass tacks. So they were blacklisted, and they used several different algorithms to affect their voices on Twitter. Now, here's an interesting thing, and I haven't heard any of these puns say it, well, I'll say it on the other side of the break.
Okay. All right, hold that thought. And good morning, George the Godfather. Hope you're doing well there, my friend. Take a look at that picture I just stuck in the chat room, George. You'll love that one. But anyway, a lot of things going on. It's not just Brittany Griner, okay? And by the way, we gave them the wrong person, and we got the wrong person back. How about that? But anyway, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A Friday morning. More coming your way. Don't go nowhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.